Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Kevin Willis for WKU Public Radio. More than 8,000 Kentuckians have been sickened so far by the coronavirus. A vast majority of those individuals are survivors, but even survivors can face a long road to recovery. Our Lisa Autry introduces us to one of them.
What are we having for supper, babe?
We're having leftovers from last night.
Tenderloin.
Tenderloin, and you know how good it is.
I want fried chicken.
Until just recently, Morris and Kim Hogue took for granted sitting in their rocking chairs on the front porch of their home in rural Allen County. Their lives were turned upside down on April 10th. Morris had taken a day off from work to cut up a tree at his mother-in-law's house.
Well, it was cool that day, and I go down there, and about 15, 20 minutes, I run out of breath. But I thought it was breathing that cold air. I sat down, and my wife asked me, she said, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "I can't breathe."
The next day, he went fishing and again struggled to breathe. He got home and could barely shower without gasping for air. That's when his wife, Kim, took him to the emergency room. In addition to shortness of breath, Hogue had a fever, both symptoms of COVID-19. He was admitted to the medical center in Bowling Green. The next day, his test came back positive for the respiratory illness.
Do you have any idea how you could possibly have contracted the virus?
Yes, I do. I worked on forklifts at one factory in Bowling Green. I have a tablet, and every day I had to get it signed when I got my work done. I had it signed the 25th of March, and the 26th of March, the guy that signed my tablet had the virus.
Hogue became the first COVID-19 patient from Allen County to be hospitalized, which was also a personal first.
I'll be 58 years old June the 18th, and I've never been sick in my life, never been in a hospital. And I ain't never had nothing get me down like this.
Morris Hogue spent 8 days in the hospital, and while he signed papers allowing him to be placed on a ventilator, the doctors instead used a combination of drugs used to treat other conditions.
They say people with lupus don't have this virus. So they give me 16 pills a day for people who've got this lupus. And then they give me some pills for like people with malaria.
Hogue says the floor he was on was designated for COVID-19 patients only, and the scene, something like out of a movie. The doctors and nurses were suited up, in his words, like space aliens.
I mean, you couldn't see nobody's face because everybody was wrapped up, top to bottom. They had their uniforms on, then they'd put two pairs of gloves on, and some of them would have a big mask on with like oxygen pumping into it, cover their whole head.
Except for the medical workers, Hogue wasn't allowed visitors. His wife, Kim, recalls how excruciating it was to not be by her husband's side when he needed her most.
The doctor would call every day, but it's not like seeing him. It was awful. It was the longest 8 days of my life.
His lungs are scarred and he has less stamina, but doctors say Hogue should fully recover in time. As the coronavirus pandemic reaches a turning point and businesses open their doors again to the public, Hogue just hopes there isn't a second spike in cases.
You see these people on the media joking about this virus, and I wish them people could have just a taste of it to see if it's worth joking about.
While Hogue has joined the ranks of the recovered, he doubts going out in public will ever be the same.
Not for us. I mean, we love to go out and eat a good meal, and it makes you think twice about going in a restaurant and it's crowded elbow to elbow, and I just don't think it'll ever be the same.
Hogue got a second chance, a privilege not granted to nearly 400 Kentuckians who have died from the coronavirus. He's grateful and hoping to never experience the misery, uncertainty, and loneliness of the illness ever again. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.